Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story from Mommy's childhood that I loved this book when I was a kid. And I'm excited to share it with you. This is a book that's really fun to look at. So I will put a link up on my Amazon affiliates page so you guys can get this book and have it at home. And I will also post a couple pictures on my Instagrams. You will know what we're talking about. But one of the things I love the most about this book is it has a lot of interesting pictures. And I'm very excited to share it with you. Are you ready? Today's story is called, "I Can't," said the ant. Words and pictures are by Polly Cameron. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name?
I have many names.
Many names?
Many, many names.
You do have many, many names. What is your name today?
No, I literally have many names.
Oh. Well, do you have something we could call you?
The Tramp is fine.
The Tramp? Mommy and the Tramp.
So I just stole a sausage a day ago.
You stole a sausage?
And I'm eating it right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you the Tramp, the dog, who goes by many names like Butch and Spot and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Well, you never know who it's going to be here, guys. Today I've got a dog with me.
This sausage is crunchy.
I wouldn't eat it. If your sausage is crunchy, I raise a very, very skeptical eyebrow to that.
Well, I got it a day ago, so...
Maybe it's not so fresh. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for your story?
Mm-hmm.
Use your imagination with me, okay? Mm-hmm. Imagine a page with a tiny, itty-bitty little red ant on it. And the ant says, "I was taking a walk when I heard a loud clatter. I rushed into the kitchen to see what was the matter. And there on the floor, with the tea pouring out, was a cracked teapot with a broken spout. Good heavens! What happened, my poor Miss Teapot?" She rolled over and murmured, "The tea was too hot." That's a problem, isn't it?
I've seen many ants,
mm-hmm,
and many teacups.
Yeah. I bet you have.
But I haven't seen a talking one.
Well, pay more attention. You never know what's going on. Listen to this. Not just the teapot and the ant talk. Everything in the kitchen talks.
"What's all the clatter?"
asked the platter. "Teapot fell," said the dinner bell.
"Teapot broke," said the artichoke.
"She went kerplop,"
said the mop.
"Is she dead?"
asked the bread.
"Just a break,"
said the steak.
"Broke her spout,"
said the trout.
"A fine fettle,"
said the kettle.
"Alas,"
said the glass.
"What a life," said the knife.
"Push her up,"
said the cup.
"I can't,"
said the ant.
"You can,"
said the pan.
"You must,"
said the crust.
"Please try,"
said the pie. There's so many things in this kitchen all talking, and we're not even done yet.
"That's the way,"
said the tray.
"That's good,"
said the wood.
"Higher,"
said the fire.
"It's a breeze,"
said the cheese.
"Cheese?
Mm-hmm, why not?"
"You've gone far,"
said the jar.
"If that was real cheese, mm-hmm, I would definitely steal it and eat it."
You would eat it?
I would eat it.
No, yeah, for sure. That's what tramps do. In the picture, we can see what's happened as the ant has managed to pull the teapot up a little bit and is trying to push the teapot up.
"They slid,"
said the lid.
"Oh, gosh,"
said the squash.
"How exhausting,"
said the frosting.
"Relax,"
said the axe.
"Stop and think,"
said the sink.
I rested her gently back on the floor. Fear not, Miss Teapot. I'll be back for more. I gathered my friends and told them the trouble. We spread the word and came back on the double. There was an army of ants and a spider or two. We quickly made plans on just what to do. And in the picture, we can see the whole kitchen with all the things that have been talking, as well as the teapot that's on the ground and all the ants and the spiders. There's two spiders.
Mm-hmm. How bleak,
said the leek.
She'll die,
said the fly. She will not, said the pot.
Don't be dumb,
said the crumb. Keep cool, said the stool.
They'll fix her,
said the mixer.
We haven't lost yet,
said the omelet.
Give them time,
said the lime.
There's still hope,
said the soap.
They'll mend her,
said the blender. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. The spiders spun a splendid web and wrapped it round her spout, making certain it was tight, so tea could never trickle out. Oh, how handy spiders are. I suppose some people might think they're awful and try to squish them, but they're very, very useful, aren't they?
Yeah, Spider-Man saves people's lives.
That's all I'm saying.
But that's only in a movie.
Oh, of course, yes.
Would you look at that?
Said the cat. My word, said the bird.
Aren't they nimble?
Said the thimble.
Aren't they smart?
Said the tart. Rather rare, said the pear.
Superb,
said the herb.
Keen,
said the bean.
Neat,
said the beet.
Dandy,
said the candy.
Supreme,
said the cream. And from her spout to her handle, they spun a strong string. And when they were finished, her spout had a sling. See, they've tied her spout, the broken bit, back onto the pot with their spider's web.
That's the ticket,
said the cricket.
Gee,
said the pea.
I agree,
said the tea.
What a show,
said the dough. Good cheer, said the root beer.
She'll be all right,
said the light.
Take my advice,
said the rice.
She'll heal,
said the peel.
She's as good as new,
said the stew.
What a blessing,
said the dressing. Miss Teapot's spout was nicely mended, but we knew our job had not quite ended. How do we get her back up to the sink? To figure that out, we'd all had to think. The spiders began to spin and spin. They spun up and over and out and in. And they've created a spider web, right, that goes from the ground where the teapot was up to the cabinet handle above the countertop where she was living so they can hoist her up.
Get her up to the top,
said the chop.
Some trick,
said the candlestick.
Some climb,
said the time.
Give them room,
said the broom.
Keep alert,
said the dessert.
Cooperate,
said the plate.
Form a battalion,
said the scallion.
Pull hard,
said the lard.
Give it a tug,
said the bug.
Don't rock,
said the clock.
Don't break her,
said the shaker.
Don't choke her,
said the poker.
She'll crash,
said the trash.
I can't look,
said the book.
I can't bear it,
said the carrot. And in the picture, we can see what they're doing. What are they doing?
The ants are pulling on a spider web, which is hoisting Miss Teapot up.
Yep, they're almost at the top, too, aren't they?
Head her east,
said the yeast.
A close scrape,
said the grape.
Hot power, said the flower.
We won,
said the bun.
What a relief,
said the beef.
Thank you,
said Miss Teapot.
You've been good to me. Polly, put the kettle on. We'll all have tea.
So now that she's been repaired, she's happy to make them a cup of tea, right? So long as it's not too hot, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. If it's too hot, she'll fall again.
Yeah, we don't want her to fall again. But we did love that book, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And it is, of course. Ready? The...